Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having two of my favorite folks on the planet with us this hour, this half hour. Dr. Judith Glaser and Paula Lovell are both here. Folks, they have several things in common. They're both baby boomers. They're both mothers. They're both small business owners, just like you, highly accomplished, incredibly credentialed small business owners, creating jobs and ideas. And they both are also members of my brain trust, both for a long time now. And one more thing they have in common, they're both breast cancer survivors. And this is the show, we do it once a year in October, celebrating the breast cancer awareness, to get the word out, to help other women, to other people, not just women, get to understand what's going on and hearing from the voices and the hearts of these ladies. And so, Judy, thanks for being here. It's good to have you back.
It's so great to be back. It is so great to be back.
It's great to hear your voice. And Judy's got a great story to tell, folks. Paula, welcome back. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
1 in 8 women in America will be diagnosed with breast cancer. It's the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women. Almost 250,000 will be diagnosed this year. 40,000 will die. 440 men will die from breast cancer this year. 2,600 will be diagnosed. But there are almost 3 million breast cancer survivors, Judy, like you.
Wow. It's so good to hear that part of the story.
But you had breast cancer and then a recurrence, didn't you?
So the first time I had breast cancer was...
It's in your family.
It's in my family. My mother has 7 types of cancer, and she died when I was 22. I actually didn't have my wedding. We were supposed to get married, and we did a chapel wedding instead because she passed away so young. And so I lived in a family of watching people go through something, watching my mother go through something, and my dad would get experimental drugs and things like that because they couldn't figure out how to cure what she had. And so it was wonderful that she lived as long as she did. But so I inherited that gene. It's called a BRCA2 gene for me. A lot of people might know about it. Angelina Jolie talks about that she had a double mastectomy because of that.
Right.
So this year I had to go through that.
That was your second bout, though, right? The first one was in 2001.
Yep, 2001, same time the World Trade Center was being
You were in the doctor's office getting diagnosed when they attacked.
That's exactly right. And the paperwork couldn't get through the fax because of the interruption on the phone channel. So she first thought that I just had a small tumor. And then by the time we got to the third page, it was aggressive tumor.
Yeah.
And so I ended up then with a single mastectomy. But this year, I did a self-check.
14, 15 years later, you had a recurrence.
I did, and I just want to tell everybody about the self. It's so important to self-check. It's so important to go to the doctor and every 6 months or whatever your frequency is to find out what's there, because my tumor was small. It was 1 centimeter the second time. But between the time that they diagnosed me and I had my 3 weeks later, I was operated on. I had a double mastectomy. In that time, it grew a half a centimeter, which means it was a stage 4 tumor. Yeah. And those are all the little things that you can't take this. You have to take it seriously and move in quickly.
Paula, has it been, 10 years for you?
Oh, it's been 14, 2002.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. But I want to hear the rest of Judith's story because I know there's more to that.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and tell your story first. We'll come back to Judith. I want to, and you're right. You know, you've been with me since 99, because I knew it happened since you and I knew each other. I just didn't realize it'd been 14 years. You're trying to run
it
a business.
You know, I think the part of my story that I tell is that mammograms are so important because, and so is the self-test that you do. But between one mammogram and the second mammogram, I already had I guess that my tumor was about 3 millimeters.
So one mammogram was clear, and when you went back for the next one,
I had to have lumpectomy, chemotherapy, and radiation, just wham, you know, which of course takes almost all year. But you go from running a business and being a fast-paced type A to just kind of knocked on your feet for a while, and then that's when you really learn you have a great team of people and a great staff and great professionals that you've invested in to help you get through this kind of thing.
Yeah. That's the thing, both of you ladies. I mean, I know you thought you were bulletproof. You taking on all comers, all in, and taking on the world. Both of you just taking on the world, and then this happens. It contributes to denial, doesn't it? When you have that kind of countenance and constitution, Judy, does it contribute to denial?
Well, I couldn't do it. It turns out that my daughter was diagnosed with breast cancer right before me, so we had 2 years, and my sister and my niece, within 18 months, we all had some type of, like, a double mastectomy.
Wow.
So I'd like to be in denial, but I couldn't. It was like all of a sudden it all surfaced, and it really made our family so much closer, just to say the depth of something like this. It brings people together. It enables you to talk and get support, which is so important. Some people feel that they are, you know, they're in denial or they don't want to deal with it. But I think what Paul and I are saying is you've got to deal with it right away because it grows. Outside, it just continues to grow if you don't do something.
Well, I've been doing this now for many, many years with you ladies. And of course, you go back to 01. Paula, you go back to 02. Joan Pride, I think, is maybe around that same time. And everyone is alive. This is the message I want to get out to everybody. Ladies, these women are alive, and they're survivors. So, you know, okay, nobody wants this, but if you have it, if you think you have it, do something to survive, right, ladies?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and I think denial helped me. Not denial in the sense that don't do anything about it, but denial, you said, well, you think you're bulletproof. Well, I continued to think I was bulletproof all through the treatment and all through everything, and you know, getting up and going early, very early to get the radiation and the chemo so I could go into work. And, you know, it knocked me down for a while, and I couldn't go into work for a short while. But being in denial about it being able to knock you off your feet is a good thing in a way. You know, you can fight this. I mean, Judith is living proof that you can be incredibly strong, and I'm living proof too, but she, in my opinion, has had a much, much tougher go.
Well, you both are very inspirational folks, and I know you're appreciating their courage and their honesty. It takes a lot of both to be here and talk about these things. We got more to come on these topics. Judith has another story to tell after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Judy and Paula.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.